Board of Supervisors meeting for January 16, 2018. And changes in tentative agenda. We do have a, excuse me?
I have none.
I have one. Do you have any?
Just yours.
Okay, we're going to remove item 6D, which is a Harmony Bible Church. After research, we found that supervisors do not have the authority to abate taxes. And per Harmony's request, we took it off of the agenda so they can have time to research it. Okay, we'll meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnston.
Good morning. Just got one agenda item, and that is the contract later on with Anderson Larkin. And the other thing is I got a media release. I think the Secretary of State sent it out to all the other media locations, too, that they are going to launch a voter-ready initiative to prepare Iowans for election law changes. And it basically states that they announced the Voter Ready Outreach Initiative Thursday to ensure Iowans are informed about recent election law changes, including the implementation of voter ID, and the Voter Ready educational effort breaks down the process into three simple action steps: register to vote, bring your ID, cast your ballot. Iowans who follow those three steps will have an easy time participating in the 2018 elections. And then they've got more information on there, but that's the main thing at the top. So they are putting information out there just to remind everybody that they need to start bringing their IDs in 2018. If you don't have it, there's little affidavits they'll have you sign, but starting in 2019, you definitely have to have a photo ID with you.
All elections.
Yep, this is the soft rollout or whatever you want to call it. So. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. A little bit of snow, guys have been out. Other than that, the wind was probably a bigger issue than anything. It did cause some drifting, but it wasn't significant, I guess. We got so much melt last week that the ditches were empty, so. Otherwise, it looks like the rest of the week's pretty dry as far as moisture goes, so. Probably spend the rest of the week mixing back up and cleaning equipment.
Can you do anything about the weather for us? Get a little warmer?
If you just hold on, the forecast is 40 degrees this weekend, so I guess I'll do everything I can for you.
All right.
So.
Krista, how's the health department doing?
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I really have nothing new to report.
Okay. Thank you. Angie, safety.
Good morning. We've been keeping busy, but really nothing major to report, so.
Thank you. Amy, County Attorney's Office.
Good morning. We're busy. But last night I attended the Martin Luther King event down at the auditorium. It was a wonderful event. The speaker was amazing. And they gave me the opportunity to give a small presentation as well, which I appreciated it. I was very humbled by the speaker and his life experiences and the stories that he shared. And it was a very outstanding event to have been able to attend.
Thank you. Jeff, how's the sheriff's office?
Good. We've had very few weather-related calls, which has been good. We've been very busy with some burglaries, which you've read about in the paper probably recently. So the guys have been working on those, following up. Other than that, just working on the budget.
Is that a chore?
Yeah.
Doug, how's the jail doing?
Doing good. We're hovering right around that 75 mark as far as inmates go, so a lot better than it has been.
Still over capacity at 68, though.
So. Correct. Still over capacity.
It's too cold for anyone to be out.
Exactly. Just a couple agenda items as far as working on getting some new hires. That's a tour also, and with the budget and that also is a tour for me also.
Matt, did you have anything for us?
I guess since I'm here, we are starting our commercial or our residential reappraisal in the small towns. That's the people doing the inspections are going to be out in Danville, Mediapolis, Middletown. Currently, starting to finish up the city of West Burlington. We've made our main path through the city of Burlington, and we'll still probably have some fill-in area there. But other than that, we'll be working on the small towns and then going right into the rural area after that. So everything's on track there. We have our new commercial reappraisal values back, and we'll be sending those notices out towards the end of February. That will give us, or property owners, a chance to meet with Vanguard in an informal capacity if they have problems with their assessment, and then they also have the opportunity to go to the formal board review process for this year. So.
And I might say, and I've said it to you, thanks before, the gentleman who come to my house was real polite, good. Real professional. I'm glad to see somebody like that.
Good, that's good to hear.
County home.
It's, and we've had several positive comments, which is pretty tough to get in doing the work that they're doing, going home to home looking for inspections. To get a positive comment from that says a lot, I guess, about how they're doing, so.
Did I miss anybody?
Ken.
Oh, Ken.
I moved.
Didn't see you over there, Ken.
Yeah, not a lot to report. I imagine Tom will talk about anything from governor's board or whatever, but I am taking a 5-star quality registrations from the providers. We're gonna do 5-star quality training in our region at Mar Park on February 22 in Washington County, and at Fairfield Arts and Convention Center February 23. And so I'm taking those registrations and just getting them in from the providers. So glad to have this training right here in our region. Before, it's been in Des Moines and stuff like that, but it's hard for providers to send all their levels of staff that far away. So working on that.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Didn't miss anybody else?
Jim, you might want to tell Matt that the Harmony Bible thing was removed from the agenda.
Yeah, Brian
mentioned that.
Yeah, Brian mentioned that. Okay. Brian caught him at the door. Okay, move on to correspondence. We have the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors in Burlington, Iowa. Favorite treatment for churches. Dear Chairman Beck, so that was when he was here, Bob, and board members, I'm writing on behalf of the Freedom from Religion Foundation regarding the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors considering waiving a property tax exemption deadline for a church. FFRF is a national nonprofit organization with 30,000 members across the county, including many members in Iowa. The FFRF purpose are to protect the constitutional principles of separation between state and church and to educate the public on matters relating to not withstand. A concerned member contacted us to report that the board plans on voting on whether to waive a deadline to request a property tax exemption for Harmony Bible Church. Media reports that the case issued recently and quoted Mr. Broker as wondering whether to move would violate precedents. We write to emphasize Mr. Broker's concern. The established clause of the First Amendment as well as the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment prohibits the board from giving preferential treatment to a church over secular organizations. If the board has rejected similar waivers requests in the past, it must reject this request as well. If it does grant Harmony Bible Church request, it may not deny requests to other nonprofits that miss deadline in the future. Waiving the church's deadline in this case is especially concerning because Chairman Beck reportedly said, I've never gotten in trouble for saying it, but I wish other judges would hand out statements saying instead of going to jail, you'd make your family go to Sunday school. This gives a strong appearance that any preferential treatment to a church is motivated by a religious purpose. We urge the board to either strictly enforce its property tax exemption request deadline, especially if it has done so in the past, or to amend its policy to ensure that all nonprofits will receive the same treatment in the future. Thanks for your consideration. Sincerely, Ryan D. James, staff attorney.
May I comment on that, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
My point on that is not necessarily religious, but the point is being right from wrong. And I don't know that a family that not all kids have the opportunity to learn right from wrong. And whether it's, I don't care what religion it is, I have yet to see a religion that preaches and go out and do bad. So, anyway.
Public input session number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name and address. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have account payable claims in the amount of $1,128,206.59.
Motion to approve. And a quick comment. I don't know where the press has noticed, but in recent months, our accounts payable has gotten a little bit larger than it used to be. We're the regional fiscal agent for the mental health region, and so I think $500,000 of that comes from the mental health region. So when we've got to pay accounts payable, they're also payable for the assessor's office that, you know, the arm levy doesn't cover, and the Southeast Iowa Regional Mental Health Region is a pretty good size account, so just for information purposes. Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Bob Deck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And by fiscal agent, I mean the region gives us the money, we just handle it. We haven't.
Okay, we have payroll claim reimbursements. In the amount of $832.55.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Deck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Resolutions for opioid litigation and engagement letter. This is what Amy presented to us about the opioid crisis. It's no cost to us. So.
We discussed that last week, and my opinion hasn't changed. I'm always a little suspicious of suits like that. But that being said, I don't think this board is qualified to evaluate the merits of that suit. Amy could, and whether we participate or not would have no material impact on the outcome of that suit, or probably even any damages. But if we do participate, and if there's a settlement, then our citizens would benefit from that settlement. So I would make a motion that we join that lawsuit.
And I'll second it. We have a problem, and if there's some way of solving it, we should try.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Thank you for your work on it, Jamie.
Oh, you're welcome. And there was that email that came out from ISAC about that, we talked about Narcan during the work session, that the Attorney General's Office has worked out a $6 rebate on the naloxone, which is the generic version of Narcan. So I did forward that email to local authorities like the Fire Department, the Burlington Police Department, and West Burlington Police Department. I didn't forward it to the Sheriff's Department since they're part of ISAC. I assume they also received that email. But if they need it, I'm happy to send it to them. But anyone that purchases the Narcan by a particular manufacturer is eligible for a $6 rebate.
Jeff, how do we have that? Do we have it in cars? Do we have it at the Sheriff's Office?
We have the problem with that they're dated, so we keep a minimal amount. So we try to keep with the supervisors and at the office.
We also keep some on hand at the jail also.
Amy mentioned last week that the contact with fentanyl,
fentanyl,
that a skin contact is dangerous. I never heard that. That's not a very attractive thought.
Yeah, the show I saw on TV, the drug dealers that were lacing that pills all have rubber gloves on.
Well, that's why they tell us not to use the field test kits anymore, because a minimal amount of powder in the air can be very, very dangerous.
Bad stuff. You have to wonder why anybody would want to put it in their body.
Thank you. Moving on to 6A, approval of the contract with Anderson, Larkin and Company.
That's the firm that, in that guard.
That's our audit.
That's our audit.
Yeah. Motion to approve. It's the same as last year.
Yep.
It's a 3-year contract and it's the same amount.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Personnel actions. Two from the Correctional Center. The first one is Sandra Wendell. Is that the way you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Sandra Wendell. Okay, it says resignation. She was previously 11.38 an hour. And the second one is Stephen Wendell.
Wilder.
What is, isn't it? I just looked at that.
I was going to say Coulter typed him up, so I didn't know. It's a 50-50 shot.
Bob, you're not the only one that can't read.
It's always somebody else's fault.
It's also a resignation. And he was at 11.
You hiring people now, let them go.
$1.02 an hour.
Yeah, that's a part-time correction officer, and the other one was a part-time cook. Yeah.
What's your wish?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Oh. Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I stamped that before I should have. Don't let the media see that. Okay, we have one from Local Health. 1 day unpaid for Lynn Webb.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. And we have reports from general assistance for December 2017 and clerk report of fees for December 2017. And these will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing. We have the minutes from a regular meeting on January the 9th, 2017.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
And Jim Carrey?
Yes.
And those should say the 18th, 2018.
2018? Did I say 17?
Yeah. I just want to make sure I didn't make a mistake.
Well, sorry about that, Terry.
No, you're fine.
You did not make a mistake, I did. Again. We're gonna fire me.
We can blame it on Coulter, he's not here.
I like your thinking, Doug. Is there any other business?
I have none.
No.
Future agenda items. I have none. Committee reports.
Yeah, I had some. Had a health board meeting, had a DESCOM meeting, had a, oh no. DCAT. DESCOM is moving. They're going to move February. Be nice to have them in a new location.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure they'll be glad to be in a new location.
I would think. It's going to be different. They'll be farther removed, and they were looking for maybe they need transportation. Because they're going to be out by themselves, they can't sponge off of the city or the county, and probably a used car. And they were talking about somebody's Ken or somebody had a car that they were going to get rid of. And they thought if they could buy get one out of the county and change money from one department to the other department, that's probably the right way to go. Other than for the routine. Chris can fill you in on what she did. Or she did.
I attended a Career Brilliant Partnership meeting this morning, and they closed on the Raider site yesterday. They purchased that for apparently economic development purposes to hopefully market that site. And last Wednesday, I spent most of the day, as Ken did, with the Southeast Iowa League Mental Health Region. And in the advisory group, they were, the providers are having trouble with the some of the managed care organizations. The MCO is getting paid, so they asked if there was any way, since we're the region fiscal agent, they have to wait not only for the Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region Board of Governors to approve those claims. Then they have to go through this board, and it usually takes a couple months for those stars to align and get paid. But the auditor's office has very graciously agreed to work with Ken, so the claims we just approved were just approved by the Board of Governors last week, so they're going to get paid, well, maybe a a week earlier that'll help the mental health and disability service providers get paid, help their cash flow, get paid maybe a few weeks or a month earlier. Anyway, so the auditor's office worked around their deadline, so thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
And the Southeast Iowa Lake Board of Governors, we're sort of finishing up on the region budget for fiscal 19 and transforming to next year. It will be a fully, well, right now the intention is to be a fully region pool with the fiscal agent paying everything. They're going to pay almost everything this year, but that will become comprehensive issue next year. And that's all I've got.
Well, I attended a 8th Judicial District meeting over in Fairfield, and we had an evaluation for Director Feld, Dan Feld, and he got a five-star rating from everybody. He's doing a good job. They did get what their proposed budget's going to be, and their budget's going to be cut down by 0.9%, and but that's still going to amount to $287,000 next year, and they need to hire four people to replace four people, and that's just not enough to do it. So they're struggling too. That's going to make it kind of tough on probation officers. That's basically what it's going to be for probation officers. As long as Jeff and them keep bringing them in and keep putting them on probation, we're going to need them. So that's where we're at on that. And then I attended a Russ meeting, a very good meeting. Our dues are going to stay the same as what they've been the last 3 years. They haven't gone up, so that's a good thing. And some of our lagoons is getting high levels of pneumonia in them, ammonia. And so we're going to, there's a company that's got these little windmills that will pump air into the lagoons. And so we run a pipe out there and aerate them to get that out. And they're willing to send us one of them to see if it works. And if it does work, we're going to install them in our lagoons that we have. That's cost of $2,600 a piece. And that's a lot better than putting a third cell in for $25,000. So
I can do that, ma'am.
So that's where we're at on that. And Bob probably knows more about that stuff than what I do on them lagoons, Matt.
I would just say pump water. You put air in it. Yeah. It just pumps water. Yeah. That costs money. If yep. You're doing it wind power, why?
Yeah, this is going to be wind power, just pumping air into it. So, and that's all I've got. Moving on to public input session number two. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please rise, state your name and address. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, folks, for attending. Appreciate that.
Just an aside in the press, the poor county engineers. Really unhappy that Yoda didn't show up for his budget.
Thought you were going to be there. You told me you were going to be there. I felt let down. It hurt. They cut these one day. If you want, I'll be happy to sit down with you. You can set 2 or 3 hours aside sometime.
Sounds like a good exclusive, right?
I'll give you 8 if you want. When it comes to my presentation.
Sure, about highlight reel.
Love it.
I'll just be kicking myself. I didn't get that.